The DHS Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction Office actually has a pretty unique and broad portfolio. It does research on how to combat chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats. What's the best thing that we can do in the future? We also provide operational support to our stakeholders. That includes our DHS colleagues in CBP, ICE, US Secret Service, Customs and Border Protection, as well as state and local. We work with several different state and local entities that provide radiological, nuclear, or biological detection. And then we also work together on our, we're an operator ourselves. So the DHS CWMD mission is really broad. To your point about the legislation, 5 years ago, CWMD was created to be subject matter experts, to bring in all of the expertise so that we could support the department and the state and local stakeholders. In the legislation, there was a unique provision that says the office will terminate 5 years after passage. I don't know why that was put in. I was not assistant secretary at the time. With that said, the office makes a ton of sense. It's integrated into our national security defense, and it supports our homeland and defends our homeland. I think the termination provision was one that said, well, maybe we'll have a check back in. There are no benchmarks or standards by which we could be judged. I think the idea was it would be reauthorized in the ordinary course of business. It's now a complicated congressional environment. So we are just asking Congress to focus on the reauthorization so that the office itself does not terminate.
Yeah, considering that complicated environment, which is really hard to overstate, what's at stake if this doesn't get reauthorized?
So, JJ, if it doesn't get reauthorized, I think there will be a gap in our defenses for national security. And I think that in a couple of different ways. I mentioned that CWMD supports our state and local stakeholders. They're really the first responders when responding to radiological, biological, or nuclear threats. We work in metropolitan areas that equal about 40% of the population, working closely with them, providing grants, training, equipment, and exercising to go and test these capabilities. We also do the same for our federal partners here at the Department of Homeland Security. In addition, we have an operational unit that goes out to places all around the United States, including the World Series this week, to provide that chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear defenses and detection to work with local law enforcement. And so it really provides support to the first responders for those who may be faced with these types of threats in the near future. And it also, the way that we're intersecting with other parts of the interagency that deals with these issues, the FBI, the Department of Energy, and the Department of Defense, we're woven together in a way that is really supportive and helps us all define our lanes. So if we rip DHS CWMD out of the fabric of the interagency and of the state and local stakeholders, we'll have a gap that could be hard to knit back together easily.
So where do we stand in this process right now of getting it reauthorized?
We are working very closely with our colleagues on the Hill. I believe that there is bipartisan and bicameral support for the reauthorization. The problem is finding a vehicle at this late stage in the congressional session. I would argue another problem is the date. So it was 5 years after passage. It was passed on December 21st. That's not a typical time where Congress may have passed legislation before then or after then. And so we're trying to identify that as the unique nature of CWMD reauthorization.
So what's next on your agenda then as this process continues?
Well, I continue to have an educational campaign to explain the value of CWMD and how we're integrated with our federal, state, and local partners. And to just proactively advocate that we get reauthorized to continue to work together so that we can protect the nation.
The U.S.'s adversaries, those that might try to use this kind of threat against the U.S., are they at any specific advantage right now? Are we covered right now? Does the knowledge that, okay, this hasn't been reauthorized yet, does that give them any kind of advantage?
JJ, as the secretary said, we are in a highly charged environment, and he's imploring alertness, vigilance, and preparedness. That's what CWMD does every day, and we want to continue to do that.